The ability of statistics to accurately represent the world is declining. In its wake, a new age of big data controlled by private companies is taking over and putting democracy in peril. By William Davis. In theory, statistics should help settle arguments. They ought to provide stable reference points that everyone, no matter what their politics, can agree on. Yet in recent years, divergent levels of trust in statistics has become one of the key schisms that have opened up in Western liberal democracies. Shortly before the November presidential election, a study in the US discovered that 68% of Trump supporters distrusted the economic data published by the federal government. In the UK, a research project by Cambridge University and YouGov, looking at conspiracy theories, discovered that 55% of the population believes that the government is hiding the truth about the number of immigrants living here. Rather than diffusing controversy and polarization, it seems as if statistics are actually stoking them. Antipathy to statistics has become one of the hallmarks of the populist right, with statisticians and economists chief among the various experts that were ostensibly rejected by voters in 2016. Not only are statistics viewed by many as untrustworthy, there appears to be something almost insulting or arrogant about them. Reducing social and economic issues to numerical aggregates and averages seems to violate some people's sense of political decency.